This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. Thank you for listening to the show today. Learning University, right, fellas?
Learning University.
Learning University it is here. We're here every Friday trying to educate people.
It's not easy.
No, it's not easy, but we do it.
We do it.
Yeah. JJ, you going to be traveling?
Thank you for asking. Next Thursday night, Panola County Baptist Association rally for men and women. It's next Thursday evening, August the 29th. Liberty Hill Baptist Church in Pope, Mississippi. They've got about 26 churches in the association. Everybody's invited.
Did you say a rally for men and women?
A rally for men and women.
So it's not just for men, not just for women. Okay.
Not just right, for both. Panola County Baptist Association. It's going to be a meal, stand-up comedy from yours truly, and then a message to encourage and inspire.
Amen.
Are you doing both?
Yes.
The comedy and the message to encourage and inspire?
Yes. I might bring somebody for show and tell to help with the message. I'm working on that.
Okay, good deal. Let's go ahead and repeat our questions.
All right, here are my three questions. We eat a plate full of spaghetti, but what is a single strand of it called? Now, one of our callers said it's a noodle, and that is technically correct, but there's a kind of a proper name for that noodle. What is it? A single strand of it, in other words. Second question, the Caesar salad was actually invented in Mexico. Is that true or false? And which country has more people, India or China?
Here's what I've got. What is the main profession of Nintendo character Luigi? You're sitting around watching and playing the game with Mario and Luigi when you should be doing something productive. What was their career? What was their occupation? Second question, the first successful testing of an atomic bomb was in which U.S. state? Third question, from children's cartoon category, Bluey and Bingo, what is their dad's name? Now, see, it's not, guys, Barney. That's ancient history.
Right.
It's not Barney or Mr. Rogers. If you got young children like I do, Bluey and Bingo, they're a big hit.
Oh,
and I want to know.
Grandkids love that
Bluey,
show.
Bluey and Bingo, what's the dad's name?
My question is, how many countries make up Central America? And name them. Well, I already told you how many, seven earlier. So there are seven countries that make up the region of the world we call Central America. Name those countries. And if you can name those countries without looking it up or asking a friend for help, then we'll send you an AFR ball cap. And it's okay if you look it up or ask somebody. I'm just saying, if you know it right off the top of your head, your own knowledge, then we will reward you with that hat. Back to the phones.
All right, we go to Virginia, and David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. Raise him and praise him, for he is holy.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, David, hearty amen to that. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
The spaghetti one.
All right, here it is, David. I think you're going to answer it, right? We eat a plate full of spaghetti, but what is a single strand of it called?
A spaghetto.
It's a spaghetto.
It's a spaghetto. Do you know I almost brought that question in myself this morning?
Did you really?
Yeah, I was looking, you know, some questions up, and I almost pulled that one myself. Now, the spaghetti, you call it a spaghetto?
Spaghetto.
Okay, that's a noodle.
That's one spaghetti noodle.
Okay.
So here's the deal. If you got a bunch of octopuses, you got an octopetto, or if you just have one.
but a spaghetti-o, is that the spaghetti noodle that's in a circle?
I know
it's a brand.
You asked something in the first, that made me think of spaghetti-os.
Spaghetti-o.
That may be.
That's like in a can, like Campbell's soup or something.
Yes.
Like spaghetti-os.
Well, if you're going to talk about it, you got to say, uh-oh. You got to lead with that.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. And by the way, when we were kids, it shows you the power of advertising. My mom was an excellent, she was Greek, but she was an amazing cook of Italian food. And when those commercials started coming on, SpaghettiOs, we begged her to buy us some for lunch. And she finally relented. but she was disgusted by the quality of it compared to, you know,
real Italian food.
But that just shows you the power of advertising. We saw it on TV and we wanted it and forced my mom to get it.
SpaghettiOs.
So you may be right. That maybe got SpaghettiOs from that spaghetto.
David, good job, David. Do you have a question for us?
I do. What's the gentleman's name there that he's from New England and he loves hockey?
It's Ed Vitagliano.
And thank you for calling me gentleman,
Ed.
David.
Oh, no problem. anybody who's from New England and loves hockey is a gentleman.
There you go.
It's only the greatest sport on the planet.
David.
My question, yes.
Go ahead. I just don't want you to get struck by lightning.
No,
a lot of football fans listening.
No.
You and I are already good friends, David.
So my question is about the great sport of hockey. Back in the day when the arenas weren't or the buildings weren't as sophisticated with their air conditioning and everything, fog would be in the rink. And it would get so thick that the players would have a hard time, you know, seeing where they're going. The question is, how did they get rid of the fog? And I know Ed's going to know it, but I'm hoping he may not know it. And then, you know, you other guys can rattle your brains there thinking.
Yeah, because Tim and I are going to know about fog on the ice rink.
Wasn't that a song?
Fog on the ice rink.
Here's a deal. A whole lot of people don't know because they watched that Zamboni go around pretty slow. But he did have a turbocharger on there, and if it ever got real foggy, he just put that pedal to the metal, put that thing in overdrive, and it went around so fast it cleared up all the fog.
That would happen.
That is funny. Fog on the ice rink.
I do know that, I mean, you got I can see how that would happen. The old arenas prior to air conditioning, you know, would be exposed to the weather from outside through the portals and the doors and everything like that. So if it's, I don't know if it's too hot that the ice rink would, I don't know what you do with that. Do they have fans that suck the ice?
It's going to know.
David, I do not know. I know that they lay a fresh sheet of ice with the Zambonis after every period. I don't know if that's the right answer or not. This is very interesting to me. What's the right answer?
The right answer, you were close with the Zamboni and the turbo going around faster, but they would take a break in the game, and then the players would just start circling the ices, you know, it's pretty not as fast as they could go, but they would just get both teams going. And with all the players going in a circle, it would eventually just clear the fog.
Wow.
Little tiny human tornado.
Then there was nobody left to play. They were all gassed.
I'm exhausted.
Anyway, well, that's pretty interesting. I didn't know that.
Okay. I didn't either, David. That's a great trivia
yes,
question.
Sir.
That's the purpose of this here show.
So. Glad you and Ed were able to bond. Maybe you guys can go, David, and go watch The Forge together this weekend.
Hey, David, thank you so much. Great question. We like to learn stuff here, too. All right, we're going to go to Minnesota. It's the first time for this day, anyway. Don is on the line. Don, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. This is great.
Oh, well.
My sister-in-law gets on here, and she just won a hat from you guys here a couple weeks ago, and I really wanted to get a hat so I could get my picture with her. But the hat question, I have to be honest, I could answer it, but I did look it up. So,
you don't get a hat, but at least you did some research, and that goes a long way, and you learned something, and now you have a chance to give us an education. What's the answer? Tim, repeat the question, what she's talking about in Central America.
Well, we know that Central America is a region in the world, and I want to know the seven countries that make up what we know as Central America.
I can do that one, or I can answer a different one. I can leave it for somebody else if they want to win the hat.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Belize, Costa Rica, and Panama.
Yes, you got
it.
Go.
Nice.
Have you ever been there?
No.
No, neither have I.
You guys ever been?
No, I have not.
I was in El Salvador.
You were?
Yeah, on a mission trip.
What's that like?
It was a very mountainous where we went to the up into the foothills of the mountains and abject poverty. You know, people think they see poverty around here, but you had like a rusty piece of tin and a couple of old, almost like what looks like a pallet, and an entire family living there and up and down the edge of the base of the mountain, and the little trench running through the village of raw open sewage, no electricity, no corner store, no pharmacy, no nothing. And it's just amazing, you know, to see how people live in third world countries.
Hey, Don, I'm going to, since your sister won a hat, I'm going to ask you a bonus question.
There we go.
And if you get this right, we're going to send you a hat so you and your sister can be twinsies, okay?
Okay.
You ready? All
okay,
right.
Yep.
What country is directly south of the U.S.?
Oh, wow.
What country is directly?
Oh, no.
Mexico?
Yes.
Nicely done.
Oh, excellent.
Sibling rivalry. We don't want to have any sibling rivalry, so that's the cure for that.
I got to clear this up real quick. I was really, really nervous when I got on. It's not my sister-in-law. It's my daughter-in-law.
Your daughter?
She is my daughter-in-law, and she is like one of my best friends, and she is the Andy Griffith buff that gets on and answers all the Andy Griffith questions.
Okay.
And she had the...
Well,
yeah.
And now,
anyway,
getting nervous.
Yes, it's my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, getting nervous on the radio, that happens to everybody. You feel like a deer in the headlights, and a lot of people struggle with that. So a lot of people can identify with what you just said.
Yeah, yes. we're gonna send you a hat, Don, so you can hang out with your daughter-in-law. You know, go
to Chick-fil-A. Free advertising for us.
Free advertising, and you answered the question. And nerves and all, so good for you.
Degree of difficulty wasn't that challenging.
It was meant to be that way, so we could give her a free
You're
hat.
You're about to say, what color was George Washington's white horse? Isn't that what you
something like that? So don't, Don. When we're finished on the air, don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, get your information, and send you a hat. What's your question for us?
What king of Judah escaped through a hole in a wall?
What king of Judah escaped through a hole in the wall?
I just read that, but he actually, is it not Zedekiah? He didn't get very far because they captured him out there because Jeremiah was prophesying, you know, go ahead and give in and you'll live. If you try to escape, you're going to die. And it was pretty gruesome what they did. I won't say. Is that the right king, Dawn?
Yes, it is. You got it.
Yeah.
Was it Zedekiah?
Yep.
And if you think
JJ's good on the old,
think the Bible's not true in every jot and tittle, Jeremiah begged the king, look, you're going to be in exile. If you will surrender, you'll live. If you resist, you're not going to die. It's just going to be horrific. He wouldn't listen. He goes out in the middle of the night through the hole in the wall. They capture him. They kill his sons right in front of him.
Right.
Then they burn his eyes out. So the last thing he sees is his sons begging for mercy and getting murdered. And then that's his last thing he ever saw.
Oh, my God.
And then and took him and, you know. So, yeah, I'm telling you, sin, judgment, God's wrath, and his mercy and his love and forgiveness. But it's all right there in the Word.
Wow. All right. Hey, Don, great question. And I'm going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll send you the hat that'll make you twinsies with your daughter-in-law. So congratulations to you for that. All right, guys, we can go back to Arkansas. What do you think? And Tommy is on the line. Tommy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Yes,
can
Tommy.
You hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air with us.
Hey.
Welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I like to do both.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
I'll try the India-China question.
All right. So here's the question, Tommy. Which country has more people, India or China?
I think that's India.
It is India by about 30 million people.
What?
Two years ago, they passed China. China's population is actually starting to decline somewhat, sadly, because of their abortion policy for decades. But India surpassed China by about 30 million people. They're both 1.4 billion, but there's 30 million separating them, and India is now the most populous country. Kind of hard to believe. That's close to 1.5 billion.
It ain't hard to believe for me, because on a summer night, if the wind's blowing just right, if I sit out in the backyard, I can smell curry. That can only mean one thing, boys.
Yeah. What? What does it mean?
It means that India has gotten really, really big. They've outpaced China, and folks of the amount of people that's out there.
China. Oh, hey, great job, Tommy. Now, by the way, was that just a guess since it's 50-50, or did you know that?
I think I remember that when it happened. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I knew it.
Well, very good. What's your question for us, sir?
Okay, so I've got a two-part question for you. Who said he can get up in the morning with nothing to do, and by nightfall, it's only half done? And who was the comment of referring to?
That's funny.
That's a good line.
Yeah.
What's that now?
Say that again, Tommy.
He can get up in the morning with nothing to do, and by nightfall, it's only half done.
I like that.
That sounds like a Mark Twain or Wiley Post or somebody.
I'll say Ben Franklin, Poor Richard's Almanac.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
I'm going to go with Mark Twain.
I'm going to go with Tim on Benjamin Franklin. All right, Tommy.
It was Grandma Daisy Moses on Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh.
Wow. Granny said that. Boy, we missed that mark. Bad.
She was talking about Leif Crick. She said Leif Crick. She couldn't stand him because he was so lazy.
Talking about somebody.
The only work he ever did was a turnover in the bed.
Oh, man. That's some character on
some character just complained about how Beverly lazy Hillbillies. He was.
I don't remember that character. But.
Well, because you probably were out by the cement pond. You weren't paying attention. You're lounging around out there.
Waiting on Mr. Drysdale to drive up.
Passing things with those fancy pot mm-hmm. passers. They're on
Mr.
That
Drysdale, he always had an angle, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. He did.
And so did, what was his secretary that liked Jethro?
Miss Hathaway. Jane Hathaway.
All right, Tommy, thank you. Great job there. You have a great weekend.
Her angle was Jethro.
Yes. She was in love with Jethro.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, y'all want to give your questions for the last time?
Okay, I've got two remaining. That was answered. I've got
just
one. I got
one. Don't remaining. Add another one.
The Caesar salad was actually invented in Mexico. Is that true or false? That's the last one I've got.
So, old school video games, Nintendo character Luigi, what was his career? What was his profession? Second question, the first successful testing of an atomic bomb was in which U.S. state? Third question, from the children's cartoon category, Bluey and Bingo, what's the dad's name on that cartoon?
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
Oh, you don't have any
you
questions?
Have one?
Nope, I don't have any left.
All right, we go to North Dakota. Check this out. And Rick is on the line. Rick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you for taking my call, professors.
Well, you're
absolutely.
Welcome.
Absolutely, Brother Rick. Well, where in North Dakota, where do you live there?
I live in Devil's Lake.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we're gonna hang
I've been there.
Do you remember that place?
I've been there, yes, sir.
Devil's Lake.
I picked you up. I actually picked you up at the airport. Do you remember what town that was in?
I do not.
Minot,
North Dakota, and went to Devil's Lake and spoke there. Got to ride a snowmobile for the first time. A dentist who is an AFR listener, and the people were wonderful. The banquet, it really went well.
Wow. Did you like riding a snowmobile?
Yes.
They're loud, but they're fun.
Oh, yeah. That's and then a great place, great area. Hey, Rick. Man, this is a nice little reunion. You want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Well, I'll try both. Most of the ones I knew have been answered, but I'll try the Nintendo one and just take a guess at it.
Yeah, the Luigi, what was his profession?
I'm thinking maybe it was a painter.
I'll go ahead and answer since it's late in the show. He was a plumber. Yeah, you see,
he was
Luigi and Mario, I think they have like a pipe wrench on their belt or something.
They were plumbers because they were Italians. They're not going to make them brain surgeons.
It's an ethnic stereotype.
Yeah, it's an ethnic stereotype. Only smart enough to be plumbers, although when you need a plumber, they're the smartest people in the world, man. Just telling you.
Hey, Rick, sorry that Ed's a little triggered here. He's kind of thin-skinned when it comes to Italian jokes. What's your question for us?
Okay, it would be, what is the fastest land animal in North America?
Cheetah. North America
is not going to be cheetah. So.
That's nice. You brought one over.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to say ostrich.
Hold on a second, Rick. Don't say anything. An ostrich is not native to North America either.
Let's go back to that.
Rick, are you saying native to North America?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, here's the deal. Is a scalded dog, is that a... Yeah. Is that a category that you can legally use? Yeah.
Scalded dog.
What about, this gets a little tricky when you're talking about native too, but what about these hogs, these wild hogs? They're pretty fast. They're faster.
Hog's not going to be faster than a horse, are they?
I don't know.
But they say an alligator's faster than a horse in a sprint.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is going to be an interesting answer. I'm thinking of maybe a greyhound.
Oh, right. That's a great
that
answer.
Is a good answer.
I'm going to say a monkey with his brains intact.
A monkey running from the waiter.
Yeah.
All right, Rick.
We started dark. We're going to end dark.
All right, Rick. You're going to have to help us out for sure. What's the answer?
That's a great question.
It is.
It's actually an animal that's in North Dakota. It's the pronghorn antelope.
Oh, okay.
Pronghorn antelope.
Have you seen those in the wild?
Yeah, I've shot a couple. Great eating.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So antelope.
Antelope. What? Right. All right. Thanks, buddy. Thank you for listening to AFR, Rick.
Great question.
Yeah, I want to go back to Devil's Lake. That was a good area.
All right. All right.
We're out of time, guys.
We're out of time. Yeah. We're going to do our questions here, the answers to our remaining questions. The only one I got left is the Caesar salad was actually invented in Mexico. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
True.
It is true.
Yeah.
Invented in Tijuana, Mexico in the early 1920s by Cesar Cardini.
That's where he gets his name. I think a lot of people assume it's from Italian food.
That's right. I always thought that. Yeah.
Yep. I did as well.
So Cesar Cardini is the guy who invented it, and it's called the Caesar salad.
First successful testing of an atomic bomb. Which U.S. state?
Nevada.
What do you say, Tim?
I'll say that too.
New Mexico. And then the children's cartoon category, Bluey and Bingo's dad's name.
I can't remember
Bandit.
His name. Yeah. That's a pretty
fun
show, actually.
The writers are really, really
Bandit?
Good. Bandit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pardon me. All right. Thank you for listening to Trivia Friday, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you back here next time.
Check out The Forge, the movie debuts this weekend.